General Wins, who's black, so I'm not allowed to say anything about General Wins because, you know, he's a black man and he's a veteran, so you're not allowed to criticize him. And he must be a genius because he's at VMI. And how much money is he making? Like $650,000 or something a year? So you think I'm allowed to criticize somebody who's on the state payroll who's making a couple of hundred thousand dollars a year? Is that allowed? With that kind of salary, do you think it's okay for the little people to offer some impressions of the lack of leadership at VMI? You know what? I'm going to do it anyway. General Wins sends this letter on Tuesday, I guess, of last week, the 18th, where he talks about this Kimberly Dark clown who spoke on campus for the commemoration of women arriving at VMI. Pretty big moment in the history of VMI, pretty momentous occasion to commemorate. If you want to be fair at VMI, and you know whether you liked that women arrived at VMI or not, they're there now. So you it would be in your best interest probably to highlight the successes. We now have enough time that's passed from the initial arrival of women at VMI for the first generation to have had complete careers. So I would think that your goal would be, if you're interested in diversity, inclusion, and equity, you know, DIE, everybody, DEI, DIE, your goal would be to show, hey, this was a responsible decision, right? And look at all these people who've been successful in the military or in their, since VMI is citizen soldiers, people who went to VMI, women who went to VMI who've been super successful. But no, that's not what VMI does. The new leadership of VMI brings in a performance artist. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with that. That's usually the sign to me that you have a freak show on the way to speak to you when you have a performance artist. Performance artists use shock techniques to get your attention. So I don't know, all this stuff is on the internet, and I'm going to post it a little bit later. Just look at Kimberly Dark and go through her own website. Here's some of the places, besides Virginia Military Institute, where Kimberly Dark has performed. The Dirty Queer Conference, okay. The Howard Zinn Book Fair. So you want to tell me that you're not promoting a radical vision of America and critical race theory if she's at the Howard Zinn Book Fair? I think most of this audience probably knows who Howard Zinn was. Here's another place where, besides VMI here in Virginia, this Kimberly Dark clown performed. The Center for Sex and Culture, the Bad and Nasty Conference, the Seattle Erotic Arts Festival. She performed there too. The Fat Activism Conference. So how, you know, one of these things is not like the other, right? She's performed at all these little schools around America because these schools have been overtaken by radical activists. So they bring in someone who would fit in perfectly at the Seattle Erotic Arts Festival. And if you go to the Seattle Erotic Arts Festival website, I don't know if this is Kimberly Dark. There are several women who probably weigh 300 or 400 pounds. And I'm not picking on her weight. She talks about how she's fat. That's no more fat shaming. She's very excited to be fat, which seems like not a good message for people who want to be in the military, since that's one of the reasons we're having a problem getting people into the military is they're overweight and obese and unprepared for the physical challenges of the career that they're choosing. So it seems odd to me that General Wins would say, hey, this makes perfect sense with the values of VMI to bring in somebody who talks about how great it is to be fat. You go to the Seattle Erotic Arts Festival website, and I don't even know if I can post these pictures. I'll probably get bumped from Facebook if I do. But you can look up the Flickr account for the Seattle Erotic Arts Festival, and I don't know. I can't tell if this is this same lady who weighs 300 pounds, who is naked, riding a dildo on the stage. I mean, I'm sorry if you have kids in the car or that, you know, that term upsets you, then you should be mad at me. You should be mad at VMI because VMI made the decision to bring this woman to the campus. So look at the, you know, there's this guy, a leather daddy dressed in a fake military outfit with like a riding crop running around on the stage at the Seattle Erotic Arts Festival. And this woman who spoke at VMI was one of the premier people at the Erotic Arts Festival. So don't look, General Wins, with all due respect, I don't know your military history, but really, please don't talk about how this is an example of people trying to stomp on free speech. You are supposed to be a leader who is picking the best and the brightest, the most enlightened messages to share with the students, the cadets who serve under you at VMI, and instead you have allowed the radicals that you've brought onto the staff under the previous governor, Ralph Northam, to bring in somebody who is at VMI and then is doing performance art at the Seattle Erotic Arts Festival. I think maybe you need to do, with all due respect, sir, you need to do a little bit of self-reflection on whether someone who's at that event should be speaking to the cadets at VMI. You don't have to pick Republicans. You don't have to pick people that John Reed likes at the radio station. No, I'm not saying that. You know, bring in some Democrat senator. Or bring in some Democrat here who you like. I mean, it's clear that you have radical tendencies, so bring in somebody you like. But don't make it easy. Don't bring in somebody who's a total joke clown show and then try to be high and mighty about it and act like you're preserving the freedom of speech, because that's just not true. You're making a mockery of the institution that you're supposed to be leading. And I'm just going to say this before we go here. Where's Gled Yunkin on this? Does the new governor have anything to say about this? I mean, you know, Mr. Christian Holy Roller? Come on, man. Are you going to get engaged in this? You're just going to let this one slide too? Like every other conflict out there. You gonna do something about it or not? It would be nice to see somebody from the governor's office engage on this issue in public. It's a fight that might be worth having since you're conservative, supposedly.